Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The Delphi trial, if all stays on track, it is starting the 14th of October, which would be the week that this is airing. Or if you're listening to us or watching us in advance, it's next week. This is a trial that we've been covering for quite some time. It's a trial that's been filled with twists and turns and surprises along the way. A lot of, rather, I would say, convenient potholes that have popped up for the defense that seem to have been basically put there by the prosecution. And here's another one. This is brand new to the case. As we're getting ready to go to trial, one of the defense's key witnesses also happens to be the only officer that has gone the other way on this case and spoke about Odinism, investigated the Odinism theory, said there's probably something to do with this, who was going to testify in the trial and still might, Todd Click. He's been arrested just in time to discredit him for the trial. The charges against him, and we don't know all the details, but it sounds like somewhat of a paperwork charge, arrested for forging documents and falsifying information in his role as a DCS family case manager. Nothing to do with the case, but they seem to have found something right before to discredit, involving children as well. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining me to discuss. There's no such thing as coincidences. What's your thoughts on this?
It's just another layer with this one that has been so, from the crazy of the crime to the convoluted crazy that just has continued since then. And it's, again, unfortunate if there's someone that has information that's relevant at all. We want to be able to hear from them. Does this put them in a different light if they're, you know, charged with this? Sure. But nonetheless, we want to hear as much of the story that's relevant as we can hear. So
do you think, I mean, if Todd Click now testifies in this, is this something they can use to try and discredit him? Can they say, well, look, you know, you're talking about these two girls here and you supposedly care so much about them. What about this over here in your DCS filings that you were working in? You didn't seem to care enough to file this correctly, or you forged something. We don't know the details. But something over here that involves kids you didn't seem to care about too much. So why should we believe anything that you're saying over here?
It would be my guess that that would be brought up. Would the judge allow it to be brought up? Yeah. Again, probably discretion of the judge.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we see that all the time with people testifying. If they're proven to have lied about one thing, then, you know, you must not be a person that tells the truth. So,
well, and having him locked up and saying, sorry, you can't go testify, might also be part of this tragedy, the tragedy and the strategy, because I think it was a slip there, but true. It's, of course, Odinism. The judge has already said, we're not going to talk about that, despite an officer investigating it, Todd Click, for quite some time. But this is something where if any of that were to be introduced into the trial in some way, shape, or form, and again, alternate theory is not allowed here, but, you know, in testimony, when people talk about things, some things kind of do come up from time to time. And I think this might have been an area where it could have been introduced in some facet into this trial. It just feels like this is another way to block a witness and prevent anything that they don't want being said in this trial from happening. It just doesn't add up. I mean, there's just so many things here in this whole case, time after time, where this looks like conspiracy. It looks like control. I don't know that it is conspiracy or just a conspiracy to cover up bad police work. And now it's gone to this length.
Yeah, it's the lack of transparency that really bothers me. I feel like there's so much information we don't have. And that's why we would love to be able to watch the trial, mm-hmm. you know, because we don't know the contents of his computer, his cell phone. And so often with, you know, criminals, that's where you get the real evidence, is what was on the computer. And we don't know that. We don't have any of that information. And we'd love to hear more testimony, you know, possibly about alternate theories. Mm-hmm. But it's at this point, it feels like it's happening in a very hidden way. And that just feeds the sense that there's a conspiracy. The more that they try to hide, the more people take off and speculate. So. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it certainly does. It's disturbing to see where this might be going and just the miscarriage of justice on this whole damn case. We want to get to the truth. We want to find the answers. And why it feels that is the opposite of what the Delphi court system wants to have done, and Judge Gull, just doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't add up over and over and over again. I'm hoping we get some answers once this thing gets into court, although we can't watch the trial. We can't hear the trial. Reporters can't take, they can't tweet out, but they can use a notepad. So maybe we're going to be all shocked here. Maybe we're going to find some evidence out that, okay, Richard Allen really is the guy, and this is why they've been so hard pressed on it. I just don't know that that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think the more transparency, the better. And it's not going in that direction. Yeah, I have so many questions about his mental health. We know he's become grossly psychotic in prison. Did he have any history of that before? What kind of treatment did he have for mental health problems? Because when you look at the veracity of, they're talking about all these confessions he's made. Well, if he's psychotic, those confessions don't really count for anything, because people psychotic are hallucinating and delusional, and so it's meaningless. But we don't have that information either, you know, so.
If you're eating your own poo, can you be deemed psychotic at that point? Is that pretty much like a no-brainer?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, okay. That's pretty grossly psychotic.
Okay. Severe. Well, that's where he was. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how this is all framed in court. Just another bizarre twist in this story. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.